On Shaw i Leopardstown, Christmas means one thing. Rossioch at its very best, where champions meet challengers and Cordia reunite. From Nullag 26th to 29th, the biggest names, August Nicopolis Far, take to one of jump racing's most iconic stages. Och, ni stoppin' on crack on shin. It's a celebration that will have the crowds igdausa long after the final race. Unwrap the magic of racing at Leopardstown Christmas Festival. Visit leopardstown.com. Nullag Hunadiev.
Off the ball, GAA.
If Aidan O'Shea even thought twice about stepping away, I'd go down to Braithwaite myself and give him a slap in the head and say, no, that's now is not the time.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Balls Football Daily.
Welcome along to Monday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. First today, we'll have more reaction to the bombshell news that Damien Duff resigned from champions Shelburne on Sunday morning. We'll look ahead to a big night in both the Premier and First Divisions in the League of Ireland. And could a former Everton man be in line to solve Manchester United's striker problems? But first to the biggest sporting news of a busy weekend. And Damien Duff is no longer the Shelburne manager, just 16 days out from their Champions League qualifier clash with Linfield. Shells are currently sixth in the table, trailing leader Shamrock Rovers by 15 points. Duff led the Talca Park club to a remarkable league title success last year, but they've struggled to find the same form this campaign. They lost 1-0 at Hunterdery City in Duff's final game last Friday night, and Duff questioned his players' preparations before the game on Shelburne's in-house media channel.
Yeah, nailed the head. That was sobering. Never getting carried away, like I said, post-match on Monday. Never get too high, never get too low. But yeah, of course, they showed a quality we didn't. They showed an energy that we didn't. And I'll never give them the out of three games in a week. As I said to them at half time, as I said to them at the end of the game, how well did you as individuals prepare? Did you have an hour in the sunshine yesterday, today? I'd say I prepared better than some guys. Granted, even when you do prepare, you might come in a bit flat, lack of energy. How motivated are you then to pull yourself out of it, pull yourself out of that rut, give yourself a talking to? And I think some of our guys just accept it and sit there for the night, and you're never going to win it. So I've aimed some strong words at them upstairs. They're hurting, as they should be, as we should be.
Duff believed that he prepared better than his players ahead of that game at Derry.
Yeah. Like I said, I the way I prepared today, my wife wants to kill me at times. I did three and a half hours siesta, ate really well, rested, prepped my mind, everything. They might prove me wrong, but I would say I prepared better than some players today. And I don't want to be the lunatic on the sideline. I'd say the Riverside could hear me, because I did end up having a testimonial feel, a lack of energy, and Derry want to play that way. They want to play that way. I think you could end up hearing Zach Bryan over the what was going on here, and rightly so. There wasn't a lot going on, but yeah, I'm a raving lunatic on the side because I'm full of energy, full of spark, full of motivation. That wasn't there in the pitch, and as I said upstairs to the guys at half time, not full time, for 4 years. Yeah, the staff as well, but I guess it's me. I've driven this with my energy, with my spark, with my motivation. I've driven it, and you can get 22 players down there now, and they'll agree. But it shouldn't be. How motivated are you as a player? How motivated are you as a team? Should the manager have to lead everything? The energy. Some days I'm on my knees because it's my energy, and they suck it. Well, no, it's your inward motivation. What do you got, guys? How much do you want to defend the title? Oh, you won it last year. Well done. It's forgotten. So it's still me driving it. It's still me, Joe. The two voices you could hear today, Darren, who are they? Me and Joe. Anyone else? No. But here, it's on me. Because my players, our players, Shelburne Football Club, that squad of players, who I love, ain't going to take control now. It's still now Damien. Oh, we look to Damien. Everything. I've played football. It comes from within. And there was zero within tonight.
And speaking about today's game, Duff was frustrated by the motivation levels of his players.
Oh, but it's all talk. Monday would be grand. Again, I'll always echo what I've said to the guys up there. I don't know what's coming on Monday. That's us this season. For 3 years, you've said it. Everyone knows it. The lot is, oh, we'll get a reaction. I don't know. Is that on me? It's probably on me. Is that on me? I don't know what's coming. So, yeah, we'll obviously have to make a few changes. I don't know what type of motivation is coming from my players, our players, on Monday against Waterford. I don't know, which is damning. Because, like I said, top teams, top individuals, highly motivated individuals, highly motivated teams. David, bad night, you know they're bouncing into Monday. I can't guarantee that.
And just over 2 weeks out from their Champions League game at Linfield, Dove said that the league was their bread and butter.
Nah, it's all talk again. Here, this is your bread and butter. They're in Europe, they're in the Champions League because of the league. So I asked them tonight before the game, I said it's 18 days to the Champions League. And tonight you have to have a Champions League mentality, motivation, energy, everything. Here, I'd say club teams have a better motivation, energy, quality tonight than us. So, damning words. But I'm correct in saying them. You might say, Jesus. No, I've told them twice, half-time, full-time, and I'm telling you tonight. Because sometimes it hits home even more. You keep it private up there, it's like, I know, it'll be grand. And no, it's not.
And finally, Dove said he smelt that something was up in pre-season.
Absolutely, absolutely. Like to think, we staff, half-decent coaches, half-decent see the game and tweak things and all. Yeah, we're not bad. But my biggest strength is smelling things. And I smelt. And you see on the pitch now, would it be an interview, I smelt it and saw it and half, and I warned them. But now I was the one, Duffer's mad, he's fucking too much on it and all. Here you can warn people, you can warn individuals, you can warn the team, you can warn the squad, which I did many times, which had a real anger about me in the pre-season because again it was me driving everything. Maybe it's on deaf ears and like I said, something has to change.
On Monday morning's Off the Ball Breakfast, former League of Ireland winning manager Vinnie Part said that Duff was transformative for the league.
Vinnie, the League of Ireland has seen a significant increase in popularity over the last few years. There's loads of factors to it. Damien Duff is certainly one of them. What's the impact on the league now?
Oh, it's massive. It's a massive blow for the league. We had a league before Damien that was building nicely, but he took it onto a new level. And anyone that doesn't think that's happened is in cloud cuckoo land. He's taken us into the sort of the biggest news story. And when you look what's happened over the weekend from a sporting point of view, what yous would have had planned for the show, the fact that Damien has left is huge news. I've seen most of the papers this morning. It's back page on all of them. It's on front pages of some of them. He's a huge character. It's a huge blow to our league. What he's done for it, it is absolutely massive what he's done for League of Ireland, and anyone that doubts that doesn't understand the world we live in. So it's a hammer blow for the league in many ways. Damien Duff and Champions League football sounds right. It sounds great together. I'm really good that he's not taking shells into the Champions League. I really wanted to see that. I think they've got a massive opportunity, and therefore it's a big blow for Shells as a football club. But this is a real blow for us as a league, absolutely.
Tonight, Shells will look to focus on matters on the pitch when they take on Waterford at the RSC. Joey O'Brien will be in interim charge for the game, which has a 7:45 kickoff. Waterford will look to make it 6 points from six after they beat Bohemians 2-1 at the RSC in our feature commentary game last Friday night. Patrick Ammond and Conan Noonan scored in quick succession just before half-time to put John Coleman's side in the driving seat. They never really looked back, even after Dustin Devoy pulled one back for Bowes. Coleman's side are just 4 points off Shells in sixth, but they have played two games less.
On this morning's Off the Ball Breakfast,
we had some of this.
Oh, it's massive. It's a massive blow for the league. We had a league before Damien that was building nicely, but he took it onto a new level. And anyone that doesn't think that's happened is in cloud cuckoo land.
And we also had this.
What about Limerick and all of this, Sarah? What happens?
There are some players the wrong side of 30. I don't anticipate there'll be a mass number of retirements, but will you see Declan Hannan again? Unlikely. Will you see Darragh O'Donovan again? Unlikely. I'm going to say three retirements minimum.
You can catch everything from this morning's Off the Ball Breakfast elsewhere on the Go Loud app and every weekday morning from 7:30.
On Shaw i Leopardstown, Christmas means one thing. Rossiach at its very best, where champions meet challengers and Cordia reunite. From Nullag 26th to 29th, the biggest names, August Nicopolis Far, take to one of jump racing's most iconic stages. Och, ni stoppin' on crack on shin. It's a celebration that will have the crowds igdousa long after the final race. Unwrap the magic of racing at Leopardstown Christmas Festival. Visit leopardstown.com. Nullag Hunadiv.
With fall in full swing, more moments call for more comfort. Mack Weldon's got you covered with comfortable, easy-to-layer clothes designed for cooler days and timeless style. Their new Ace line, inspired by their best-selling sweatpants, combines everyday comfort with long-lasting and confident looks you can count on. For over a decade, Mack Weldon has designed timeless, innovative menswear to help you move through the day with confidence. Not flashy, just classic, always in style, and made from the world's most comfortable performance materials. Fall into comfort with Mack Weldon's Ace Collection. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MAC25. That's MackWeldon.com, promo code MAC25.
Tonight's other big game sees Shamrock Rovers make the trip across the Liffey to take on Bohemians. It's a meeting of first against third, with Rovers 12 points clear of their Dublin rivals. Stephen Bradley's side won 4-1 at home to Cork City on Friday night. Bows were beaten, as I said, 2-1 away to Waterford. Adam Matthews will definitely miss the game. Trevor Clark's a doubt. But other than that, Rovers will have a fully fit squad to pick from. Last time out, Bows came from 2-0 down away from home with 20 minutes to play to win 3-2. Which was the last defeat for Rovers in the league. Manager Stephen Bradley told their in-house media channel that his players are experienced enough to deal with the pressure of a derby.
I'm well used to it at this stage. The group are well used to it. I think we've played in enough games, enough derbies, enough big games to understand what to expect. We know it's going to be a difficult game, a tight game, but like I said, we're ready to go and we're in a really good place and we're looking to go there and win 3 points.
Rovers captain Roberto Lopez says that the action is non-stop in these Dublin derby games for 90 minutes.
Yeah, I just think it's a rivalry that makes it special. Two big clubs in Dublin, like, just it's hammer and tongs for 90 minutes, and then you need to sort of take the manners out and have them moments where you just put your foot in the ball. Like, so yeah, it's a special game. It's going to come forward.
After suffering a derby defeat last time out, Bradley says that his players can't switch off for a second.
Ah, look, Dublin derbies are always tight. You've seen that Antalya were in control for 70 plus minutes and then we lose the game. So it's going to be a tight game, but you've got to make sure you focus for 90 plus minutes, and that's what these games demand. But like I said, the players have been excellent in that regard for the large majority of the season, so we just need to stay focused and go and do our jobs.
Bohemians, meanwhile, will be aiming to close the gap at the top of the table. Alan Reynolds' side of 11 wins and 9 losses from their 20 games so far this season. Incredibly, no draws yet. They've 2 games in hand on Rovers, and they know 3 points tonight could ignite some fire into the title race, as Rovers could be distracted by the start of their European adventure next month. Bows have won both games between the two teams this season. St Pat's will hope to put an end to their rotten form this evening when they welcome Derry City to Richmond Park. Pats were beaten again on Friday, this time away from home to Galway United. Edward McCarthy, David Hurley and Rob Slevin were all on the score sheet for John Caulfield's side. Simon Power got the goal for Pats. Stephen Kenny's side have just 1 win in their last 6 games. They're a point behind Derry despite having played 2 games more. There could be some good news for the Inchicore side, as Chris Forrester could be in line to start after making a 20-minute cameo appearance from the bench on Friday. Derry arrived back to the capital for the second time in 3 days after that 1-0 win against Shelburne last Friday. Tiernan Lynch's side will definitely be without Cameron Dumigan for the game, but Sadu Diallo is a welcome return after he played an impressive 62 minutes against Shells last Friday. And speaking after the game to Off the Ball's Ben Symes, Lynch was full of praise for Diallo.
Yeah, listen, Sads is a top player. He's obviously been very unfortunate with injuries, and there's elements of his game that we definitely need to work on and improve. But great credit to him, because he's putting that work in, he's taking the instruction on board, and he's working really hard to try and put that right.
Elsewhere tonight, bottom side Cork City host Drogheda United at Turner's Cross. Cork's miserable form continued last Friday with that 4-1 loss away to Shamrock Rovers. City are without Rory Keating and Benny Couto. Drogheda will make the trip south off the back of a 1-0 win at home to Sligo last Friday, thanks to a goal from Douglas James Taylor. Kevin Doherty's side remains second in the table and have just 1 defeat in their last 6. However, 3 of those games have ended in draws. There's a derby in the West where Sligo Rovers welcome Galway United to the showgrounds. John Russell will be without the services of centre-half Gareth McElroy for this one. The Donegal man was forced off in the first half of Friday's loss away to Drogheda when he collided with the hoardings behind Sam Sargent's goal in an effort to clear the danger from his own penalty area. Midfielders Matty Wolfe and Ronan Manning are doubts, but Russell does expect defender Ollie Denham to be fit enough to play some part in the match. Galway will be buoyed by that 3-1 win at home to Pats last Friday. John Caulfield's side have one loss in their last five games, and that was actually against Sligo, thanks to a goal from Reese Hutchinson. There's also a full round of games in the First Division tonight. League leaders Dundalk, who are unbeaten, make the trip northwest to take on second from bottom Finn Harps. Second place Cove Ramblers are at home to Kerry. Longford Town host at Lone Town. UCD make the short trip out to the seaside to take on third place Bray Wanderers. Treaty United face Wexford as the race for the playoffs heat up. All of tonight's games across both divisions will kick off at 7:45. Now, after Drogheda's expulsion from European competition last week, Crystal Palace look to be in the process of preventing their own. It's been reported that Woody Johnson's agreed a deal to buy John Textor's stake in Palace, with the sale to the New York Jets owner likely to be ratified by the Premier League within 4 weeks, in a move that could be a major boost to Palace's hopes of playing in the Europa League next season. It's believed Johnson's offer of £190 million for Textor's 44.9% stake was signed on Sunday night in the US. The 78-year-old, who has owned the Jets since 2000, missed out on buying Chelsea in 2022 when he made an offer of $2 billion, but he'll have to pass the Premier League's owners and directors test before he can complete the purchase. A decision on the FA Cup winners' participation in the Europa League is due this week, although it's believed the latest development will be looked on favourably by UEFA. Milos Kerkez is to fly into the UK today to complete a medical ahead of his move from Bournemouth to Liverpool. The 21-year-old is heading back from Belgrade, with the move expected to be announced on Tuesday. The Hungary international will cost in the region of £40 million and will become Liverpool's fourth signing of the summer after the arrivals of his compatriot Armin Pecci from Puskas Academia and Jeremy Frimpong and Florian Wirtz from Bayer Leverkusen. Kerkez is set to sign a 5-year deal with the Premier League champions. La Gazzetta dello Sport are reporting that Manchester United have shown an interest in 25-year-old Fiorentina and Italy striker Moise Keane, who has a €52 million release clause in his contract, which is valid from the 1st to the 15th of July. Keane scored 19 goals in 32 Serie A appearances, helping the club secure a European place last season. He has played in the Premier League before when he had a loan spell with Everton. Real Madrid defender Antonio Rudiger says he was racially abused at the end of his side's 3-1 win against Pachuca at the Club World Cup. The Germany international clashed with the Mexican club's captain, but it's unclear if the alleged comments came from someone in the crowd or a player. Rudiger then spoke to the referee, who signalled the anti-racism protocol had been activated and FIFA are investigating the incident. Meanwhile, Jude Bellingham's called on FIFA to address the quality of the pitches in the US ahead of next year's World Cup. The England international was unhappy with the condition of the playing surface for that win for Real in Charlotte. Bellingham says improvements have to be made.
It holds up, the ball barely bounces, it's tough on the knees as well. Yeah, hopefully there's something there. Someone will look at that going into, obviously, the World Cup next year. You know, it's important that we protect the players as well as giving the fans a spectacle and giving them great games like today.
Manchester City are into the last 16 after making it 2 wins from 2. Pep Guardiola side hammered Al Ain from the United Arab Emirates 6-0 in Atlanta. Ilkay Gundogan scored twice. Claudio Echeverri, Erling Haaland, Oscar Bob and Ryan Cherki were all on the score sheet. Former Germany international Gundogan says he's committed to City despite speculation that he may leave this summer.
I still believe that I have several years in me, you know, to play on the highest level by taking good care of myself. And I think I've proven that, you know, also in last season where I didn't miss a game. So I'm available, I'm fit, I feel really good and I want to play on the highest level for much longer.
Tonight sees the final round of games in Group B as Botafogo take on Atletico Madrid. European champions PSG face Seattle Sounders, who are already eliminated. PSG and Atletico both have 3 points each. Botafogo lead on 6 points. Those games start at 8 o'clock. Group A's final round of games get underway in the early hours of tomorrow morning. Porto take on Al Ahly and Inter Miami face Brazilian giants Palmeiras. All four teams in that group can still qualify. And that's about all we have time for on today's Football Daily. Remember, you can catch reaction to tonight's games in the League of Ireland across all our social channels and in your podcast feed. Just click subscribe in your podcast feed so you don't miss a single second of our coverage. And if you enjoy this podcast, why not give it a 5-star rating, which we'd appreciate, or if you want to recommend us to friends or family. I'm Phil Egan. I'll be back with more reaction to all of tonight's games tomorrow.
With fall in full swing, more moments call for more comfort. Mack Weldon's got you covered with comfortable, easy-to-layer clothes designed for cooler days and timeless style. Their new Ace line, inspired by their best-selling sweatpants, combines everyday comfort with long-lasting, confident looks you can count on. For over a decade, Mack Weldon has designed timeless, innovative menswear to help you move through the day with confidence. With the new Ace line, looking effortlessly sophisticated this fall is easy and comfortable. Stock up on crazy cozy sweatpants, shorts, and sweatshirts that elevate your style. They even have blazers, if you're lucky enough to grab one while they're in stock. Mack Weldon balances classic pieces with updated details to keep you looking sharp, not flashy. Just classic, always in style, and made from the world's most comfortable performance materials. Fall into comfort with Mack Weldon's Ace Collection. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MAC25. That's MackWeldon.com, promo code MAC25.